Stop ruining my day.
Every time I pick up a paper or turn on a tube, a news flash, another youth pass, school grounds, a bloodbath, politicians score the sex.
Two Palestinian girls aged 14 and 15 were arrested in Nablus yesterday, accused of planning a suicide bombing attack. Majid Kuhan, 15, and her schoolmate Astil Hindi, 14, were arrested along with their fathers. Their fathers were later released. The families of the girls insist that their daughters are not involved in politics and that a mistake has been made. Samia Al-Hindi, mother of 14-year-old Astil, told Haaretz, quote, "The army will use any excuse to besmirch Palestinians. Astil has no interest in politics. She's a quiet girl who goes to school in the morning and comes home in the evening." The arrests come as Israeli forces damaged a church and two mosques in Nablus. The St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church, the Grand Mosque, and the Al-Baik Mosque, which both date back to the Ottoman era, were all harmed in the Israeli operation. This in local news. Thousands of New York City high school students who need summer school may not get it. According to yesterday's New York Times, the Department of Education has limited enrollment in summer school to 90,000 students. More than 127,000 students attended last year when enrollment was not capped. City officials say the cuts are a response to low attendance rates, with more than 50,000 students signing up for summer school last year and not showing up. This summer, the Times reports, students close to meeting graduation requirements will be given priority for the limited spots. Younger students and students failing many classes will be told to go to private summer programs, but most charge tuition, placing them out of the reach of many who need them most. The city will spend $93 million on summer school this year, compared to $83 million last year. But less of the pie goes to high schools, with spending on high schools down to $17 million from $24 million in 2003. This year, over $28 million will be spent on a new program for third graders at risk of being held back under Bloomberg's high-stakes testing program. Councilwoman Eva Moskowitz, chairwoman of the council's education committee, acknowledged flaws in the summer school system, but also said that all students' needs should be met. Moskowitz said, quote, "If you've got a kid who really wants to study during the summer, you're going to tell that kid no? That seems very unfortunate." In related news, the Department of Education told the City Council this week that over 350,000 public high school students have quit or flunked out of city schools since 1986. The data was presented during a hearing on Bloomberg's plan to open 70 new small schools in the fall. The Board of Ed told the council members that students are far more likely to show up for class and graduate on time if they go to a high school with fewer than 500 kids. But some charge that the creation of new small schools will exacerbate the separate and unequal educational system of the city. Parents and teachers are concerned that the new schools will allow the city to ignore the problems at its many existing large high schools. Laura McCandlish, a teacher at Christopher Columbus High School in the Bronx, told Newsday, quote, "I'm not against smaller schools. I think they can work. We're just against what they're doing to the rest of the population." The Department of Ed has proposed creating 200 new small schools over the next 5 years. In other local news, Elliot Spitzer took action this week against Cool Cigarettes and its so-called hip-hop promotion, Cool Mix. The New York Attorney General argued that Cool promotes smoking among young people by giving away radios, CDs, and offering special packs with pictures of DJs and dancers. In response, State Supreme Court Justice Charles E. Ramos issued a temporary restraining order demanding the recall of more than 79,000 packs of the offending cigarettes. Tobacco companies are not allowed to advertise to young people under a 1998 settlement covering most states, including New York. Spitzer is also seeking more than $15 million in fines. In May, more than 30 states' attorneys general contacted Brown and Williamson, makers of Kool, asking them to stop the hip-hop campaign. But Spitzer is the first AG to take action on the issue. Finally, this in sports. Many Americans don't know it, but since Saturday, thousands of people around the world have been glued to their TVs and radios for Euro 2004. The soccer tournament, now being played in Portugal, features 16 teams from around Europe. And in a match yesterday against Switzerland, England's Wayne Rooney became the youngest person ever to score in a UEFA European Championship finals match. At 18 years, 7 months, and 24 days old, Rooney smashed the record of Yugoslavia's Dragan Stojkovic, who was 8 months older than Rooney when he scored against France in 1984. And that's some of the latest in youth news from around the city and around the world. For Rise Up Radio, I'm Kat Aaron.